is Apollo Control at 189 hours, 34 minutes. We're about 2 minutes now from reacquiring the spacecraft America and Challenger. At the time we reacquire, the two vehicles should be about 7 miles apart, with Challenger behind and below the command module, closing at the rate of about 5 feet per second. As they pass out over the front side of the moon, approaching the landing site at about 190 hours ground elapsed time, and they should be in position for docking, and we expect to have television of that event. Docking is, unlike some trajectory events, not constrained to occur at a specific time, but depends on when the crew feels they have everything lined up properly and are in a position to move in and dock. But we would expect that we would be fairly close to that time of 190 hours ground elapsed time.
Houston, America here.
Roger, America. You're a lot clear.
Okay, do you have him on the tube?
Not yet, Ron. I'll let you know.
And we have a good television picture.
Okay, Houston, we're reading you loud and clear. We're at 1 mile, and I just broke it to 30 feet per second. DPI was nominal. Per second, DPI was nominal.
Okay, Challenger, that's good news.
Okay, and the mid-courses, we're all less than 1.6 feet per second. And we're at 0.8 miles now, 5,000 feet.
Roger.
Our next braking gate is at 3,000 feet. Ron, I got a plan for him. I can see the command and service module now. Okay. We're 4,200 feet, 30 feet per second. And inertia line of sight are both zero.
America and Challenger, this is Houston, and we've got a good picture of the Challenger coming up from the surface of the moon.
It's coming straight up, all right. Okay, Ron, coming up to 3,000 feet. I'm going to break off to 20. Okay. Hold on. Here we go. They were 2,500 feet and 20.7 feet per second. 1501.10. Got you centered in a needles, Ron. Okay, you're looking good. Coming up at you at under 116 degrees. 1,900 feet, 20 feet per second.
Okay, quarter of a mile, I got you.
I can see your thrusters firing now, Ron. We're 1,500 feet braking.
Okay.
Okay, Ron, we're at 1,200 feet and 8.8 feet per second.
Okay, that's about right, concur.
Yeah, you do have a stub of an antenna out there on the same side that the VHF antenna is on.
Yeah, how far is it sticking out?
I can't tell yet, but from where I am, about a third of the way, a third of the length of the VHF antenna.
Oh, that's not very far.
No. Okay, we're at 970 feet. We're at 8.8 feet per second.
It looks like Challenger's in good shape. I don't see anything hanging down or anything.
He's in excellent shape. Okay, we're at 650 feet and 8.8.
Okay.
God, you look pretty. Yeah, you just got a small stub, Ron. Probably not more than a couple feet. 600 feet, breaking to 5. Okay, I got 5.0 and I'm at 520 feet. Ron, I'm closing at 5 feet per second, 440 feet.
Okay.
Good to see you.
Good to have you all back up here.
It's been a good trip. Okay, I'm at 5 feet per second and 350 feet.
Challenger's coming in with the crew in the nearly heads down position as seen on the television monitor.
That's great. Okay, Ron, 240 feet and 3 feet per second.
Okay, keep her coming. Nice and easy. Get a lot of pictures.
I got 2 feet per second. I'm at 170 feet. About 3 feet of that antenna, Ron. We'll get a better look at it when you pitch over.
Okay.
Everything else looks clean.
Man, that Challenger's a beautiful vehicle.
You betcha.
One little strap flopping on the top of it, and that's all.
Okay, I got 2 feet per second. I'm at 100.
Yeah, usually you can see that strap flopping up right now on the TV, but that's the only thing.
Okay, hey, Ron, we haven't picked it out, but we do have a perfect picture.
Ron, I'm sneaking in about a little over 1 foot per second.
Okay, I'm trying to keep you on the tube here, so. upside down.
Okay, let it drift in like this slowly.
Okay. You still have it.
I've still got it. Brown, I'm going to stop it here, and you can do your maneuver.
Okay.
Okay, I'm station keeping on you.
Okay, I'll do my burn 49.
You seem okay, Jeff?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I got to get a picture or two. Okay, will do. Stand by. Got a couple of pictures here. Got them. 2-5, enter 319, 254, and 0. Enter. Okay, you ready, Jack?
I'll give you that, Jeff.
Okay, here we go. Mark it. Wait a bit.
I'm going to get the radar out of the way, but I'm not going to, I'll lose him here as soon as his fifth bunder gets up. I'm going to just station keep.
Brown, your probe looks good. I can see it extended.
Okay, great.
The radar holds you. Well, we don't hold you anymore.
Ron Evans will now maneuver the CSM into position for the final docking.
I'm in it. Radar is being stowed now, Ron.
Okay.
America, we'd like Omni Delta, please.
Houston, America.
Omni.
A good sight, Navy formation.
Roger, Jim.
We've switched to one of the omnidirectional antennas on the command module, and we won't have television back until we get back on the high-gain antenna, which should be shortly.
Antenna is nothing more than your EVA light out there.
Okay.
From where I was, it looked like it was coming out the other side, but I think you're clean.
Okay, now the one I'm concerned about is on the other side from the EVA antenna.
Got it. You were clean over there.
Oh, okay. The bottom of your vehicle's got a bunch of tinfoil on it. It's a little bit scorched, but it's all intact as far as much as I can tell.
And this bird is good enough to fly again.
Yes, sir. I'll even move left. How's that? I've got 60% left. May I like to fly?
You in your maneuver, Ron?
Yeah, it's maneuvering now.
Okay, I'm going to go out and take a peek at your stiff bay up here. I know.
Our instrumentation and communications engineer estimates that it will be 10 to 12 minutes before we're in position to get the high-gain antenna. And television back.
See him okay, Jen? See him okay? Another 5 degrees of roll is off. Can you see it?
Yep.
How's the map and camera look? Should be all covered up.
Stand by.
Okay.
Just gonna fly over here and take a look at it.
Okay.
Sun's shining right in it. Okay, Ron. It looks intact here. There's one cover.
Challenger, Houston, over.
That cover on the right-hand side. Go ahead.
We'd like you to take a special look at the pan camera and see if you think maybe the lens is not completely stowed, over.
Now I'm looking at this thing upside down. There's the sun. Give me the location again of the pan camera, Houston.
It's a round barrel type object, approximately right in the center of the simbay.
It's just if you're standing in its shoes, the pan camera would be right in front of you.
Well, it's stowed. It's flush. There's one door open, Ron. If you were standing in his shoes, it's at the bottom left-hand side of the sim bay.
Bottom left-hand side, if you're standing in the shoes.
Yeah, there looks like two covers open there, doesn't it, Jack?
Yeah, okay. Well, that's part of the mapping camera, the bottom of that door that pushes open by itself.
Okay, well, that's the only thing that's open. Everything is flush.
Okay, Is that the door that extends, if you're standing in the shoes, that extends out the bottom of the sim bay, or one that extends out, if you're standing on the shoes, it'd be in the extending on the left side of the sim bay?
Yeah, it extends out the left side towards the front of the spacecraft, down in the bottom left-hand corner if you're standing in the shoes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's the one that the camera pushes open by itself.
Okay, well, that's good. I can't see anything that's abnormal down there. Everything's covered. Everything's flush.
Challenger, Houston.
Okay.
Challenger, Houston, over.
Houston, were you calling America?
Go ahead.
Some more words on identifying whether the pan camera is stowed or not. The pan camera, as Rod said, is right in front of the shoes. And if it's stowed, well, if it's not stowed properly, you should be able to see the lens, or probably part of it. And if it's fully stowed, it'll be just a plain-faced barrel facing outward, silver-colored. Over.
It's stowed, Houston.
Okay, it sounds good.
It's gotta be. There's nothing... It's stowed.
Yeah, one more of those.
The only thing abnormal is the service module plates just forward plus X of the sim bay are all blistered. Just forward of those EVA handholds.
Roger, we copy that. Our concern, or the reason we're asking about the pan camera, is we have higher than normal temperatures in the pan camera, and we were concerned whether it was either not completely stowed or maybe there's a heater stuck on. We'll check the heater out later on here.
I'm going around the other side here a little bit, but
had a long barrel through the center down the XX axis, deep into the stim bay, and then you have a little barrel about 3 inches, 2 or 3 inches, like about a 500 millimeter lens on an Hasselblad, sticking straight out perpendicular to the stim bay, and it's well flush. It's inside the box that it's next to.
Okay, Jim.
It's normal. There's nothing that's unstowed in that thing.
Back in.
Challenger, America, that's good on the inspection from questions from here anyway, and clear to continue and proceed with docking.
Okay.
See, that's unbelievable.
This is the greatest flying in the world, Ron. Can you see me?
Yeah, I can see you right in there.
Yeah. Reach out. Pick up your probe.
Okay.
Okay, let's get this business going. Let's get in the docking attitude.
Okay, we'll maneuver to the docking attitude here.
Ron, I can also see where your HF comes out on this side, and it's flush with the box. It's completely stowed.
Okay, well, that's the one that we think is the one on that side. The other side's the one we're a little concerned with, but we don't worry about it.
It's stowed, too.
Oh, okay.
We were over there.
Okay. And I'm maneuvering back to the docking attitude.
Your eye gain's not pointing into the earth, though, I don't believe.
We're not using it yet. It's pointing where the earth will be when they maneuver back around.
Okay. Another one from there? I try 11 and 8. That's what I'm doing. Right.
At least there's a bunch of you, right?
Guess I ought to pull my radar breakers now that it's stowed.
Okay, Houston, can you see my logic yet, or you want to wait till the high gain? This is America.
We can see it now, Ron. We can do it now.
Okay, logic one, mark it. Logic two, mark it.
Ron, you're a go for pyro on.
Okay.
Backing off here a little bit, Ron, give you a chance to maneuver.
Jack, what are we forgetting here? Let's see, the high gain was, or the round of a radar stowed. Okay, as soon as he gets his attitude, I'll get to mine.
Looks like you've been flying well up there, partner. The spacecraft looks good.
You betcha.
How far you got to go on your maneuver?
About another 60 degrees of roll yet.
Okay.
And about 10 degrees of pitch.
Ron Evans now maneuvering America into position for the docking. The final few feet of the docking maneuver performed with the command module because of the better visibility from that vehicle.
Give us Omni Alpha.
Hey, Ron.
Okay, Ron, I can confirm your other HF antenna is stowed.
Okay, good. Thank you. Film in the deck. You guys will just have to.
No problem.
Be on TV.
No problem. Let's just get an attitude and get those capture latches in that drogue.
Okay.
Ron, the high gain angles look good. Go narrow and react, and we should have you.
Okay. I'm in attitude, Gene.
Hey, let me position so I can get in attitude.
Pan America and Challenger, we got a beautiful picture once again.
Very good, Gordy. We're happy to give it to you. This worked out great, Ron.
Yeah, sure it is.
Tell things, and then I'll give it to you shortly. That's the landing site down there. It fits right through the landing site.
Is it?
Yep.
Very good. Your,
don't hit that hand.
Yeah. Well, the drone's still in there.
Okay, I got you right off the overhead, Ron. Now I'm going to yaw.
Okay, yaw around.
Okay, here we go. What a super flying machine.
It looks kind of tinny to me.
He's not going to have to do anything but thrust right into the... I might even get your roll angle zero for you by, by this maneuver. Okay, it's all yours.
Okay, I got her.
Should be looking. I'm looking right up your window.
Well, I gotta translate to the sideways a little bit here.
Trouble is, I'm looking right into the sun.
Yeah.
Change the focus to 6 feet. Okay, Jack, let's go over that thing again. We got anything else to do? You're at the attitude. We're waiting to confirm capture, then you could hold control off. Okay?
Looking good, babe. Keep it coming.
Okay, she's looking all right.
Pad module looks just as good as the day they put it on the pad.
Hey, no, so does Challenger, my guys. You're missing some of the pieces.
That one big piece we left behind.
Yeah, right.
I guess I'm estimating you about 12-15 feet.
Yeah, that's about right.
Got my reticle coming right in around the window.
Okay, she ought to be coming right in there.
Looking good. You're stable as a rock. Warning on capture run so I can go free.
Okay, try to.
I can see all your docking latches. They're right. You can see half of them now, but they're all looking good.
Okay.
My coax right up in the middle of the window. Looking good. Bye, Jack.
Stand by. Should be getting about the same size.
Be good from here, Ron. Stand by. I can see that. Just take your time when you're satisfied. Go, but don't go until you're satisfied.
Okay, I'm on.
Soft dock mechanism between the two vehicles has engaged. Evans is in the process now of trying to get things lined up properly before pulling the LAM and the CSM together into the hard docking.
Okay, she's coming back around now.
Okay, give me a call when you start to retract.
Okay, will do.
Gene Cernan should be visible behind that window in the top of the lunar module.
Crazy thing?
Again?
I get the right spell, then it goes around the other way. So I think you're bouncing around up there too, you know?
I know, I'm just swinging free.
Yeah.
to control.
I think you're going to have to go to attitude hold. You're bouncing around more than appropriate. I'm not moving at all.
Okay. Stand by, Ron. Okay. Okay, I'm stable now.
Okay. Now let me come up to you.
When you're happy, I'll go free.
Okay, stand by.
Looking good now.
Looking good, yeah. See, that's what we needed. Okay, she's looking good. Once you go to free, we'll go to retract one.
Okay, mark it, I'm free.
Okay, retract. Here you come. Bang! I got all two vibrables.
You got what?
Okay. Two grays, I mean.
That's better. That's
okay.
Better. Okay, it sounded good in here.
Yeah, it sounded good in here.
Okay, Houston, we're hard docked.
Okay, see it's a fire hose. Logic is coming off.
Roger, understand. Two gray.
Circuit breaker is open. Two gray, that's a burn.
Challenger, Houston, we'd like to bring up the steerable air pitch of 155 yaw plus 40.
Roger, 155 and plus 40.
Affirmative.
Again, Gordy, a 155.
A pitch of 155 and yaw plus 40.
Gene, you still free?
That's firm, I'm still free.
Okay, I'll take control of it.
Okay, Gordy, there's the high gain.
America and Challenger.
Hey, Gordy,
like to,
we're not...
I'd like to take a minute of your time here to read the following statement by the President of the United States of America. As the Challenger leaves the surface of the moon, we are conscious not of what we leave behind, but of what lies before us. The dreams that draw humanity forward seem always to be redeemed if we believe in them strongly enough and pursue them with diligence and courage. Once we stood mystified by the stars, today we reach up to them. We do this not only because it is man's destiny to dream the impossible, to dare the impossible, and to do the impossible, but also because in space, as on Earth, there are new answers and new opportunities for the improvement of the last time in this century that men will walk on the moon. But space exploration will continue. The benefits of space exploration will continue, and there will be new dreams to pursue based on what we have learned. So let us not mistake the significance nor miss the majesty of what we have witnessed. Few events have ever marked so clearly the passage of history from one epoch to another. If we understand this about the last flight of Apollo, then truly we shall have touched a many-splendored thing. To Gene Cernan, Jack Schmidt, and Ron Evans, we say Godspeed, you safely back to this good earth.
Gordon, those are beautiful words by a great American president. We're very honored to receive them. We're very honored to be able to serve our country in a way that we believe in, and we thank you. Thank you very much, Gordy. And Mr. President.
Yeah, Mr. President, this is America, and we appreciate it very much. Thank you, sir.
The Houston Challenger. Oh. Ron, would you give us a call when a tunnel's pressurized?
Okay, stand by.
And also, we'll need a call when you get to attitude.
Okay, will do. Okay, your dump valve's in auto?
Yes, sir, it's in auto.
Okay, cab fans are on for the first time in the flight.
Challenger.
Go ahead, Challenger.
Roger, give us a call when you want us to go through the comm configuration, and we're going to leave the cabin fan on a little bit, keep airing out, filtering the cabin, and don't let us forget it.
Okay.
Okay, Houston, I'm going to open the pressure equalization valve going into the tunnel. Can you keep an eye on my cabin pressure?
Roger, America, will do.
Okay. Okay, there's two. Delta P of two. Back closed, we'll see if it stays.
America, Houston, you need a pro to get the Verb 49 maneuver to jet attitude started, over.
Oh, sorry. Did you hit the stick again?
No. Ron, while you're down there, I have a couple switches on the sim bay to check out this pan camera heater, over.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, put the pan camera mode switch to standby and the pan camera power switch to power.
Verify standby. Pan camera power is going to power now.
Okay, that's good. We'll take a look at it a while and let you know when we want power off.
Okay. Good there.
Challenger, Houston.
Okay, pressure's okay. We'll go ahead and take Rhonda. Go ahead.
Okay, when you get ready to transfer an OPS, we want you to transfer the commander's OPS. Over.
Okay, we'll do. Were you able to see the lunar surface liftoff?
Yes, sir, we certainly were. It was a beautiful picture, and Captain Video stayed right on you. We saw you up to about 2 minutes into the burn. We could see the plume.
I'll tell you, if Challenger hit that South Massif and you're anywhere and pointing in the right direction, you ought to have a spectacular shot.
I'm sure of that, because that camera is as good as any I've seen in a television studio.
Pressure selectors on the boat. Okay, you're ready to open the hatch.
Do you read?
What?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, I still got about five on the cabin, I think.
Is the
tower
pressurized?
I got the hatch out. Yeah, it's pressurized.
Okay.
It'll be a minute or two before we open that hatch. We got a little work to do in here. Okay, let's get the probe out of here.
Roger, Ron. And when you get back in the cabin next, we'll take pan camera power off.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, probe's loose in there.
Sure sounds like it.
Is there any hurry on that, Gordo?
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
What'd you say, sir?
Houston, this is America. Is there any hurry on that pan camera thing? If not, I'll take the probe out.
Negative, no hurry. We have plenty of time here till LOS, 14 minutes. So we want to see it before then.
Oh, okay. I'll get out before then.
Evans will now remove the probe and drogue assembly and hand them through to Jack Schmidt and Gene Cernan in the lunar module. He'll also be transferring in the vacuum cleaner and a list of other items that need to be transferred out of the LEM into the command module. After getting things as cleaned up as possible in the LEM cabin, the crew will begin transferring samples and other equipment into the command module and begin the process of getting transferred themselves from Challenger into America. We have about 13 minutes remaining before we lose radio contact with Apollo 17.
The probe is out.
Roger, Ron.
Hey, is that... You want the probe right away, Jack?
What?
Do you want the probe right now?
Okay, Ron, and before you pass the transfer list out of the flight plan supplement, we have two small changes to page 1-11.
Okay, wait one, I'm good.
Okay, Ron.
No, that's it.
Item 17, just change the last part of the statement, stow on A1 to stow on A7. And on item 19 there, change from stow on A7 to stow on A1. That's it.
That's it? Okay. We can do that, I think.
Okay.
Hey, here you come, my God. How you doing?
Am I America, advise, we're reading all of you on Bronze Box. Jack, if you're handy to it, we'll take the S-band reconfiguration now.
Okay, I'll do that. Okay, Houston, how do you read on the aft Omni?
Get a lot of clearer, Challenger, on the aft Omni.
Here's your old vacuum cleaner. Yes, sir, Mark. No, it's not on. You want it on? Great. Hey, let me know when you turn it on. It caused me a minor alarm. Okay, I'll turn it on. Turn it on. You got the switch. Okay.
America and Challenger, both vehicles, may get a program alarm on the computers due to the W matrix overflowing. A Verb 93 will fix it in both cases.
Oh, okay. Should we get to a Verb 93 now for the heck of it, anyhow?
That's affirmative. Verb 93 on both spacecraft.
Okay, I got one. Okay, Houston, I'm on the steerable, and I'll start tweaking to the best signal strength I can get.
Okay, Jack.
Thank you.
Jack, we think you've got the steerable up as good as it's going to get.
I think you're right. Okay, and I verify I am in flu and not in auto.
Okay, thank you. Challenger and America, about 2 minutes to LOS now. Both spacecraft are looking good.
Roger, Gordy, thank you. We'll see you coming around.
Okay, Houston, this is America. We'll see you around there.
Okie doke, adios.
Jack, you want to adjust back?
Not yet.
Okay. Let me know when you want it. Are you empty when I mean?
Not yet.
Okay.
This is Apollo Control at 190 hours, 51 minutes. We've had loss of signal now with America and Challenger docked together in the 52nd revolution, and we'll be reacquiring in about 45 minutes. The current orbit for the two vehicles is 62.2 by 61.6. And they're currently at an altitude of about 62.2, very close to apogee at this time. This is Apollo Control, Houston. Apollo Control at 191 hours, 34 minutes, about 1 minute away from reacquiring America and Challenger on the 53rd revolution of the moon. During this front side pass, one of the major activities here in the control center and also aboard the spacecraft will be to get the lunar module Challenger properly configured for the LEM jettison and subsequent deorbit burn that will impact it into the lunar surface near the landing site at Taurus Littoral. The flight dynamics officer will be coming up with the numbers that will be programmed into the LEM for that deorbit jettison and subsequent deorbit maneuver. Right now we're looking at a time for ignition, or rather a time for separation of the LEM of 193 hours, 58 minutes. And a LEM deorbit burn at 195 hours, 38 minutes, 14 seconds. The LEM will be jettisoned by severing the pyrotechnic bolts that, pyrotechnic charges that in turn sever the connection between the two vehicles. And we have AOS. We'll pick up a live conversation.
I've been sleeping, floating around in a tunnel.
America, Houston, we hear you talking.
Hey, okay, Houston.
Hello, Houston, Challenger's up also.
Okay, Challenger, keeping busy up there?
Yes, sir, Gordo. I think we're moving right along with the transfer and stowage, and we'll give you a hack here. We got the ISA bag over for A2. We got two of the sample return bags stowed in a decon bag, and they're over, and a lot of miscellaneous stuff.
Okay.
That's my page, probably, yeah. That it did come loose, sir? Yeah, my whole book came loose. Put the buddy slits in the decon bag and store it on A1. Okay. Okay, the ISA has got, Okay, but it had a lens brush, 16 millimeter mags, three of them. Okay, so I got those. Okay, those 16 millimeter mags are in R13. Yeah, extra sample collection bag. You got two of those in there? In the ISA? Got one for that's got a metal plate in it somewhere.
That goes in the PGA bag, I think.
Huh? That goes in the PGA bag. I don't know. I had a pretty nice little home here by myself. Huh? I'm out of bags, I think.
Houston, we heard you talking about the time there. As near as we can tell, you're right on timeline.
Right on timeline, huh? But aren't we supposed to be closed out in about an hour?
Well, let's see.
Is that right or not?
Ron, it's about an hour and a half until you're supposed to close up the lem hatch.
Oh, okay. An hour and a half yet. Yeah, we should get it by then, I hope. SRCs have numbers on them or weights or anything like that? Both weigh the same? Okay, we'll make a difference where I put them then.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's serial number 1007. It was in the B6 rock box area. I don't know how you tell which one's the number, which number's what. Just a second, I can't get the other one closed. No, I don't mean that one. I mean the B5 rock box. Still got your PGA pockets on? Oh, okay. You didn't want any of the stuff that's in them? Oh. Guys, you got a sample bag you can put in A9? You got a sample bag for me to put in A9? You don't? Okay.
Do you have a bag for it?
No, I just got an empty box.
It just goes in a lithium hydroxide canister.
Okay.
You want the canister? Usually you put the bag in the thing over here, I think. Sample bag number 7 is in A9.
Getting a one-way bit of communications here, apparently, with Ron Evans, whose mic is on voice-operated, in voice-operated mode, triggered by his own speech, and Jack Schmidt and Gene Cernan in the lunar module, apparently operating their microphones in the push-to-talk mode.
Wait, does it yet?
Yeah.
Okay.
And we hear Evans whenever he speaks to them, but we only hear the lunar module crew when they press the push-to-talk switch on their mic. It's interesting to note that when Evan's mic is open, you can hear the vacuum cleaner operating in the background, presumably in the lunar module, where Cernan and Schmidt are facing the monumental job of cleaning up the LEM cabin, the things that are being transferred into the command module, and the same job is going to have to be done in part in the command module from all the dirt that will be tracked in from the LEM and from the rock containers that are moved into the CSM for stowage.
Oh, okay. Here. We could probably always use that, you know. Yeah. How was the quality of America's TV camera? That's the first chance we had to use it on this flight.
I don't think it could have been any better. We had a real nice picture.
Hey, okay, good. You were talking The tape over here, you want it? Yeah? Okay.
Okay, coming up. We'll have about six more sleeping pills left. Or seven or something, I don't know. I'd like to sleep about one more, probably. Jet bag. Oops. Oh, the big one. You gotta have a bigger hole than this to get it through. Okay.
Houston, this is Challenger. I think we're getting close to being able to take your uplink.
Okay, Challenger, we're ready when you are.
Okay, you've got Boo and data.
Okay, and I've also got the pads checked.
Down here in R2?
Yeah.
I don't think I'll ever find it in here. What does it look? Is it a small book or what?
Hey, Gordy, it looks like we've gotten, we've got our data card book.
What do you mean, a P-30 pad?
Stowed away. Can you read each of the items, and I'll copy down the pad that way.
Hey, wait a minute. I'll tell you one out here.
You bet, Jack. No problem. It's not that complicated anyway.
That's right. This is an easy one. Go ahead.
Okay, it's the Lemdy Orbit pad, and now 33 or TIG is 195-38-1300. Down 81 X is a minus 02246. Y is a plus 00569er. And Z is a plus 01677. The apogee and perigee are in a perigee is going to be minus. And Delta VR is 02860. Burn time will be 158. And the FDAI attitude, for what it's worth here, is 048.
Yeah?
138 and 075. Go ahead.
Okay, here's the deorbit pad, TIG 195-38-1300. Delta V's are X, minus 02246. Y is plus 00569. Z is plus 01677.
Yeah.
Total LME is 02860, burn time 158, and FDAI angle 048138075.
Okay, that's all correct.
Okay, Gordy.
And you'll need a LEM weight for the DAP, if you want to write that one down. It's 5185.
Okay, 5185 is the LEM weight.
That's affirmative.
I never did get the purse back over here yet. Okay.
Yellow pills that Ron Evans was referring to are the germicidal pills that are mixed with the food after it has been the astronauts have eaten what they want. The remnant is mixed with the germicidal pill and stored. The pill prevents bacterial buildup and the subsequent buildup of odors and so on in the spacecraft. Last series of numbers passed up to the crew included the time of ignition for the lunar module deorbit burn and the parameters that will be fed into the LEM guidance system to control that burn, and result of which will be to impact the lunar module into the lunar surface, generating seismic waves.
You got your helmet over there, right?
Yes.
Okay, because I only got two helmets, sir.
the LEM deorbit burn is now scheduled to be performed at a ground elapsed time of 195 hours, 38 minutes, 13 seconds. This will be a 158-second burn using the reaction control system thrusters on the lunar module, and the burn will be controlled by the lunar module primary guidance and navigation system with a total delta V of 286 feet per second.
We'll make sure you got those. Okay.
The deorbit burn will give us a predicted impact time of 195 hours, 57 minutes, 12 seconds. And the predicted latitude and longitude for impact is 19.95 degrees north, 30.57 degrees east.
How about the monocular?
Yeah, I've got it in my pocket.
Okay, it's in your pocket. A big bag. Okay. Okay. Yeah, she brought the, if that's a good one, just need one.
Okay.
Go ahead, Ron.
Is a mag dog dog for limb jet on the 16 millimeter?
I'll check that. One other thing, we'd like H2 tank 1 fan on now to start getting it set up for the sleep period.
Okay, second here. I'm stuck. Can't get to it. Ah, Mr. Clean. You guys are so dirty. I'm going to make you sleep in the tunnel. Let's see.
H2 tank,
tank
one.
Tank
fan.
One?
That's affirmative. Tank one fan.
Okay. Tank one fan. To on?
That's right. On.
Okay, H2 tank 1 fan is on.
And we've got a vector for you if you want to give us accept.
Okay. The old CMC. They got a big hatch right there in the middle of things. Let's see. There it is. Okay, you got accept?
Roger.
Yeah, you guys keep the bag up there, and I get the rest of it.
We keep the bag.
Yeah.
Ron, Houston, the answer to your question is yes. Mag Delta Delta is the one.
Delta Delta, okay.
That
is your
computer, Ron.
Get up, yep, up, and up. Thank you. Let me get it there in a minute. Let's see. Fuck. Okay. Anyway, you're stuck on something. Okay, got it. Okay, I got it. You want the tape? The tape. Gene wants the tape.
You don't need it.
Ron, Houston, if Delta Delta is more than 50% finished, then use Charlie Charlie.
Okay. I don't think I've used Delta Delta. I'll have to look at it and see.
Ron, one other thing to bug you. We'd like you to do the Verb 48 load as shown in the flight plan. It'll collapse the dead band so we can check and make sure the lamp steerable is right on the money.
You want to do that now?
That's affirmative.
Okay, why don't you read it to me, Gordo, and I'll get an LEB disky down here.
Okay, it's a Verb 48 R1. You want 61101.
Houston, that was America. I should have collapsed it there.
Okay, Ron, that it caught what we wanted.
Okay.
Just going over the list of stuff here I've got, and I think you got everything.
I guess we're go or no go for your limb closeout.
Okay, stand by one on that. Challenger, your go for closeout.
Okay, we're proceeding then. Challenger.
Go ahead, Challenger.
Gordo, how soon is AOS?
Okay, LOS is 16 and a half minutes.
That's what I'm in, LOS. Thank you.
America, Houston, I have a couple updates to go on the flight plan.
Yeah?
You here?
What's that? Oh, okay. Houston, I'm ready for the flight plan update.
Okay, what it is the CSM and LEM weights for the DAP at 192.10.
Okay, go.
Okay, the CSM weight with three men, assuming you're going to have three men from here on out, is 36545. And the LEM weight is 5185. And you might jot down a couple trims for three men aboard. Pitch trim will be a plus 0.60, and yaw plus 0.81.
Okay, CSM weight is 36545. LEM weight is 5185. Pitch is plus 0.60. Yaw is plus 0.81.
Okay, that's good to be back. And the LEM jettison numbers are nominal as shown down at LEM jettison time for TIG and attitude.
Okay, wait a minute.
I realize there's no...
Okay, 194.0330.
Okay, that's right for CSM SEP. And the LEM jettison time is on the page before there,
193.5. Houston, Challenger is going off the air.
Okay, Challenger, it's been a pleasure talking to you the last few days.
It seemed like an unfitting finish to a Super Bird, but it's got one more job to do.
Roger that.
Take care, Gordy, and thank you.
Sounds like you're planning to stay there.
I speak for the Challenger.
Say, one final thing, and sometime in the next 30 minutes, Parker will be coming on to take over here, and just for your information, today is his birthday.
Okay, thank you much.
Parker is astronaut Robert Parker, who is the spacecraft communicator at CAPCOM, who will be coming on to relieve astronaut Gordon Fullerton when the shifts change in about 15 or 20 minutes. That last transmission, Gene Cernan indicated that he and Jack Schmidt were ready to return to the command module, close the hatch, and leave Challenger to be jettisoned and later deorbited into the lunar surface.
And again, to go over the information for the lunar module deorbit, the time of ignition, which will start the LEM and its trajectory toward the lunar surface, is 195 hours, 38 minutes, 13 seconds. The deorbit burn will be a 158-second burn using the reaction control system thrusters, providing a change in velocity of 286 feet per second, primarily slowing the LEM down and giving it an orbit that intersects the lunar surface. LEM impact is scheduled to occur, will be targeted to occur at 195 hours, 57 minutes, 12 seconds, and the targeted impact point will be 19.95 degrees north, 30.57 degrees east, which is about 9 kilometers from the ALSEP in South Massif, and hopefully will be visible to the television camera on the lunar surface.
Monos, yeah. What, the suit hose? Well, I was thinking of, calm, that's Jax. Okay. Here, let me put the, connect in. Yeah.
Okay, America. You're about 2 minutes from LOS, and everything's looking fine right now.
Okay, it looks like the majority of the stuff is completed, so we should see you ready to go on the other side.
Okie doke.
Apollo Control at 192 hours, 49 minutes, and we're now less than 1 minute from losing radio contact with Apollo 17. We'll be reacquiring in about 45 minutes on the 54th revolution of the moon, and on that revolution, the lunar module Challenger will be separated and jettisoned from the CSM, preparatory to its being deorbited and impacted into the lunar surface. We're having a shift handover here in Mission Control. Flight Director Pete Frank and his team of flight controllers coming on to relieve the team headed by Flight Director Gene Kranz. And we're planning a change of shift press briefing for 10 p.m. in the MSC News Center briefing room. At 192 hours, 50 minutes, this is Apollo Control, Houston.
This is Apollo Control at 193 hours, 31 minutes. We're slightly under 1 minute away from acquisition of spacecraft America on its 54th lunar revolution. Still docked to the lunar module Challenger. Challenger will be jettisoned during this front side pass. We'll stand by now for first call to the crew.
Stable off there, that's about 4.3, 4.4 in mine now.
Houston, America, how you read?
Loud and clear, America.
Okay, we're in the old suit circuit integrity check. Present time.
Sir, Roger, we're copying you live.
There, direct O2 is coming down now. How many O2? Okay, O2 falls coming down.
And Houston, the tunnel's closed out. We're still in tunnel vent, and the hatch integrity is go.
Okay, we copy that.
Yeah, O2 flows down to 0.5 now. That's right. Suit integrity check will pump you up that high.
It's a regulate to the delta over cabin.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe she might make it down to 0.4. Yeah, it's going down. I'm amazed you guys' suits are still that thick.
What do you mean? There's so much dust in the joints, there couldn't be anything else but tight. They're tighter than they were when we started.
Oh, yeah?
But that lubing is just so it collects dust to make them tight.
Uh-huh. Well, I was down to 0.4, now it's up to about 0.4 and a half. All we need is less than 0.8. Well, I haven't been timing. I guess it's about 30 seconds, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Lock it. Yeah, I'm happy. Let's go to depress.
Okay.
Don't go to off you. Okay. There we go, depress.
And America, Houston's also happy with
the
depress.
Okay, looks like
you
were staying around the. Okay. Speaking of happy, happy birthday.
Thank you, Ron. Found out you guys planned far ahead.
Yeah.
What was that?
Ron, we'll drop Challenger right on its top of the seat for you for your birthday present.
Thank you, Gene.
Okay, right. Limb power is off.
Are you going to let the suit down or what?
It's going down. It's going down slow.
Yeah, it is.
We took it down real fast if you wanted to, but that's kind of hard on my ears. Okay, sex power arm, circuit breakers, I wonder if we can reach those. Yep. There's Matt A and Matt B are in. And Houston, America, I guess we're ready for logic arm if you are.
Roger, we're ready to watch.
Six logic. Okay, here goes logic one. Mark it. And logic two. Mark it.
Okay, America, you're a go for pyro arm.
Okay. We'll wait a while to do that. We're actually a little ahead of time.
Okay, in America, can you report
and you
left
how does,
Delta
Challenger look to you?
Okay, Challenger looks good.
I
have the LEM CM Delta P.
LEM CM Delta P is off scale high, and I'm on about the 6 minute of my 10 minutes at tunnel vent, following 3.5 Delta P.
Okay, copy that.
Faster than this?
Oh, you open the old suit trigger release.
bet your life you do.
Okay.
Imagine they had you humping.
Yeah, a little bit.
Now we're back to screw up your routine.
Yeah, that's right, you know.
Don't let us bother you, Ron. You just go about and do whatever you want to do. We'll just get clean for the next 3 days.
Okay.
Oh, we're down to seven
limit.
Now.
Lower limit. God, I can't even see my EMF from the sunshine. It'd be a great lip jet, isn't it?
Ron's ears apparently are bothering him. It's the only thing I can decide.
Oh, we're about down, aren't we?
Couple more pounds, we'll be there.
Couple more pounds.
Okay.
Tunnel lights are off. Circuit integrity check. We've already done that. Okay, I'm loading the EMS to plus 100. They're making a null bias check right now.
As a precautionary measure, the crew will wear pressure suits while the lunar module is being jetted.
Okay, Houston, I've been in tunnel vent now for about 11 minutes after 3.5 on a delta P, and I'm going tunnel vent valve to off.
Okay, we copy that, Gene.
Here's the null bias check. Got plus 100.9. Starting out at 100. In a minute, 40 seconds.
Okay, we copy.
right down here now. And I can't see that very well. Can you want to read the checklist? Okay, one case of B-Mags. Right to law. Good bad man. Okay, we want to do that. All right, it's 45. Let's see here. Okay, might as well, I guess. Okay. An SCS. I don't use that in here, really. I really don't use that this time in here. Gas control power is on. Good. I don't either. You're looking right into the sun. We're looking right into the sun, so we won't be able to see it. Okay, yeah, I got this going over here, but it might show about something. Ball frames, second. Direct, main aim, AB. Yeah, oh boy, wow, an army knows.
get the 47.
Two minutes to jettison. Jet isn't on time.
There. Yeah, well, this thing's working. You know, Houston, this is America. I guess, in the terms of some of the Grumman people down in